A tiny dancer crossed the downtown street this afternoon. No music and an audience of one. You. High heels, flaring skirt, sparkling eyes, shoulders back, arms swinging comfortably. A graceful, tiny lady working at her life. Your ex-wife. You pretended you didn't see her. You just kept looking in the video shop window, watching her reflection in the glass and wondering how women get to walk like that. It was the first time you saw her since the divorce. You remember what a relief it was for you that day. You finally had your freedom. You never wanted to get married in the first place. She got pregnant and you both thought it would be the right thing to do. Just a week after the wedding, she had a miscarriage. And you were feeling very trapped. She loved dancing. You loved football. She liked the evenings at home. You liked beating the guys for some brewskis. She was the Beatles. You were the Stones. She was a legal secretary, a good one. She made pretty good money. You managed a supermarket. You've been promoted to district manager since the divorce, and you've been doing very well. And you have become an outstanding student of seduction. You found that standing with your thumbs in your belt and your fingers pointing down and watching a woman with a friendly smile on your face always gets you her attention. And if you pay close enough attention to everything she says and speak to her in a quiet but confident voice, most women will begin playing with their hair. And that's when you say something amusing. And when she laughs, if you just watch her very intently, very often she'll begin to slowly roll her hips and cross and uncross her legs. And that's when you touch her gently on the wrist. And when she looks down, you kiss her lightly on the hair. Your bed is very seldom a cold and lonely place. All in all, you're very pleased with your life. No cares, no obligations, no feeling trapped. So why can't you get this afternoon's picture out of your head? Just a tiny dancer, crossing a downtown street, working at her life. Dainty but strong. Delicately balanced between determination and sexiness. Why can't you stop wondering if she was ever glad that she wore your name?